Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
It's Sunday, April 10th, 2022, broadcasting from the Vascular Institute studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. We're a radio show that's all about health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. We are presented to you by CHI Memorial. I am Sean Whitfield, filling in for Ed Jones, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor with CHI Memorial, Georgia. Good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Sean. Always great to have you on. Where is Ed? We just wonder, you know.
You know,
he just goes off on these adventures.
That's a good question. It could be in a camper. It could be in his small plane. Or
he could be in Cancun. We just don't know. He should send us a picture, you know, when he hears this.
Yeah. You know, he told me he was going to be away today, but he didn't say where. And I figured if he wanted me to know, he'd tell me. So
he probably doesn't want us to know, Sean.
Yeah, I'd say you're right. So, but he'll be back next week. But in the meantime, I'll be joining you today, Dr. Green. And hey, there's been some headlines in the news that is sort of related to where you're at every day of the week. CHI Memorial, Georgia's been in the news.
Yeah, I was a little surprised that Park Ridge would do that. For those that don't know, they are formally opposing CHI Memorial building the new North Georgia Hospital. So what are your I want to hear your thoughts before I give any more.
Well, I was surprised. I didn't expect this to happen because this has been in the works, as you know.
Since pre-COVID.
Yeah, you've shared it here on the show a number of times. Both Catoosa County governments and Walker County governments have been very vocal, very candid that, hey, they're in favor of this. I've heard nobody opposing it. And then all of a sudden, here it is, Park Ridge has thrown this in.
I know.
Into the to the loop. And
now, originally, Erlanger did oppose us. So if you didn't know that, so they did formally oppose.
But right now, they have not.
Well, it went to court in Atlanta, so we all wrote letters, and the citizens of North Georgia spoke up as well and said, we want this. And so CHI won that one. And so we've been planning that. We're supposed to break ground, as I had announced years ago. And then COVID hit and finances were impacted negatively. And so we had to put that on hold. But we've had the surveyors out over the last month or two. They've been drilling holes in the parking lot, getting ready to start this new facility, a 60-bed hospital, a brand new hospital in North Georgia. Again, 60-bed facility, ER, ORs, and room to expand. I mean, it's a fantastic thing. We really do need a new hospital. The old CHI Memorial Georgia, which is used to be Hutchinson Medical Center, it is old. I mean, it works, and we've done the best we can with it, but we need a new facility. And like you said, the state government and the citizens agree. So why is Park Ridge doing it? I think it's purely so they can try to maintain the market share. That's my thought. It's pure financial incentive. But I think people will see through it. So far, when I've listened to the reporters, they seem a little stunned when Park Ridge says things such as, and this is not a quote, but, well, we don't need that because CHI Memorial Georgia facility is old and out of date. Therefore, people should go to Chattanooga, to Park Ridge. Really? That doesn't even make sense to me. So I don't think it's going to hold any water. I don't think it'll go anywhere, but it'll be a buzzing fly to CHI Memorial, and we'll probably still get to break ground at the end of April, I hope.
When I used to think of Park Ridge, I used to think of Park Ridge down on was Macaulay Avenue. But it's still there, but really Park Ridge is in East Ridge as well.
Right. You've got the one off, what, Spring Creek Road?
Yeah, off Spring Creek Road. So,
and they honestly, do they do a good job? Sure. So does Erlanger. It's not that the other hospital systems don't do a good job, but to I think to put their financial interest before the needs of the citizens is just morally and ethically wrong.
Yeah.
And I think people see through it. It's going to hurt them in the long run.
I've heard a lot of comments from citizens in the news media that live in Georgia, and they're saying, and I've seen it on social media, why is a Tennessee business or Tennessee hospital trying to dictate what we have here in another state of Georgia?
Yeah, it's money.
Yeah, you know, so And then it speaks volumes when both Catoosa and Walker County governments have spoken out and they're willing to voice their opinions in Atlanta, because I understand there's going to be a vote at the end of April.
That's correct. So, and I do not think we have any real chance of losing that vote.
I would agree.
It's surprising. I'm really surprised. Whoever made that decision at Park Ridge should be replaced, honestly. I don't know who is responsible for that, but they should get rid of that person or keep them, because it's good for us, but it's certainly bad for Park Ridge.
Something I didn't know until recently about Park Ridge. Park Ridge is owned by HCA Healthcare, which is America's largest hospital company. They're headquartered in Nashville. CHI Memorial is owned by Common Spirit Health, which is based in Chicago and is the largest nonprofit health system in the United States.
Look at you go.
With a little help of the Chattanooga Times.
Yeah, and it's fairly recently that we became Common Spirit, so you know that with the merger.
Yeah, 2019 is what the Times Free Press was reporting in their story. So it's going to be interesting to see how this unfolds, but I agree with you, Dr. Green, is probably going to be going on the side of CHI Memorial would be my bet.
Honestly, you know, you think of it, when I first saw it, I thought, oh, this is bad news. No, it's given us great publicity, honestly. So this is some of that bad news that's great for CHI.
Yeah.
And we're all over the news. Thank you, Park Ridge. We appreciate that.
You're right. That is one good way to look at it.
I think how many times the picture of that beautiful facility has been on all the news channels.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. I love looking at it over and over and over on the news. It's some really, really good publicity.
And
it's free.
Yeah, one last point I would like to make, and correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Green. The location where CHI is at now, the old Hutchison location,
right,
is only about a 20-bed facility. Does that sound about right to you?
No, the whole hospital is much larger than that. I don't know the exact number, but in its heyday, had hundreds of beds. I can't tell you how many off the top of my head. I had a rehab facility hooked to it, had a women's center. So, you know, just the main facility had, so far as I can remember, let's see, two, three, I remember, just the main part for the medical side had two floors, whole floors of beds. Mm-hmm. Then you went through, you know, to the other side of the building, you had an ICU, and that was hooked to two more floors full of beds, and that was hooked to the women's center. I mean, it's a sizable facility.
You're talking about the old location.
Old Hutchison, right.
Yeah, but is all that in operation now? It's not.
No. So yeah. It has the potential for a lot more, but the operational side is, you're right, now it's a much smaller facility.
Yeah, I was thinking.
Just functionally, though, not actual size.
Right. I was thinking, though, that it right now is operating about 20 beds.
That's about right.
Yeah. And the new facility, I understand, is going to be somewhere around 64?
60 is the proposed.
Okay. All right. So it's going to be a significant difference.
Oh, and of course, the zoning now for new hospitals. Have you been in any of the rooms in down at the CHI Memorial downtown?
No. Well, not in a long time.
You know, the new zoning, I mean, there's a sitting area in these. The bathrooms are larger. The rooms are larger. I mean, it's going to be a significant improvement for the residents of North Georgia. It really will be.
Hmm.
I mean, I've seen some of the renderings, but it will be nice.
Yeah.
And state-of-the-art. Think about that. I mean, state-of-the-art OR, ER, and all the rooms. Hopefully they're going to hook it to our building, so like if somebody goes in the hospital, I can just run by on the way home and say hi and visit. I mean, I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, so, and for those listeners that may not know, your office is what, on the third floor of the medical center?
Second floor, close.
Second floor.
So, you know, that should, the new hospital should dwarf us. We'll be in the background, that's fine, but where the parking lot is now between ourselves and Battlefield Parkway, that's where the hospital goes.
Gotcha.
And it'll be a newer building, looking better, so that's cool with us. But, you know, we quit doing inpatient years ago. I don't know if we'll do inpatient again, but I'm getting a little older. I don't mind just doing outpatient nowadays.
Yeah.
But to be able to visit people in the hospital, I miss that. I honestly do.
Yeah.
And, you know, when people have known a doctor for 20, 30 years, to have that doctor just show up and say hi is a breath of fresh air, you know, because being in the hospital is just frankly scary.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've been in, but I have, and I don't like it when I'm a patient in the hospital.
You know, at 53 years old, luckily I've never been in the hospital. Hopefully that won't
be. You shouldn't have said that.
I know. Hopefully that won't be for a long time, but certainly have, you know, visited many people in the hospital, and I can only imagine that that's got to raise the spirits of a patient when somebody like yourself comes in and just shows that they care and just checking on them and wanting to know if there's anything you can do for them.
That's the part I miss, is just lifting somebody's spirits in the hospital. But since the main hospital is so far from our office, you know, it's just not feasible currently.
Yeah.
But it will be if Park Ridge will get out of the way.
Yeah. I want to take just a minute or two, because we're up against a break, to mention this. The Tennessee House gives final okay on bill allowing pharmacists to dispense ivermectin in the state of Tennessee.
I think that's a good move. There's been so much controversy, disagreement, you know, even with a lot of doctors that I respect. So for myself, there, I look at the studies that show the efficacy of ivermectin. I can't explain it fully, but there are plenty of studies that show its efficacy. Mm-hmm. And of course, the New England Journal has given a lot of, or I should say the press has given a lot of airtime to the New England Journal article that showed it did not. That's okay. We have, you know, differing opinions in medicine all the time. I still remember back, oh gosh, was it in the 90s? Somebody came out and said, let's use beta blockers for congestive heart failure. That was heresy. Now it's standard of care. So to disagree is an option. You know, that's how you have a hypothesis and a scientific study. You have two opposing viewpoints. Let's see which one's true. So let's keep the studies coming and find out for sure which one it is.
Yeah.
We don't mind controversy or disagreement.
That's very well said.
But it will take the, you know, if a pharmacist or a physician did not, I mean, if I understood the ruling, like if you wanted ivermectin, you can go and order it yourself behind the counter. You do not have to have a prescription, correct?
That I don't know.
And that was my understanding, and you know, I'm not a lawyer either. So if that's the case, I think it will take the controversy out. Then the pharmacies can decide if they're going to stock it or not, and there's no problem. Mm-hmm. You know, no doctor that has to decide, do I agree with it or not? The patient gets to decide if he or she agrees with that or not. I think that's where the decision should lie.
Yeah, I agree. The House has approved it. The Senate had already approved it. Now it goes to the governor's desk, and it is expected that he's going to sign and put this into law.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he will.
Yeah, I would also agree with that. All right, we've got another full show lined up for today. Coming up here in just a moment, we got Dr. Jeff Mullins, urologist with CHI Memorial, that's going to join us talking about prostate health. Then a little bit later, we've got Josh Porter with Optimize You and Mandy Livingston going to be joining us talking about women's hormones. We've got that and more as we continue. Thank you so much for joining us and making us a part of your day. For Dr. Christopher Green, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of our past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your convenience. A production of the Whitfield Media Group. It's that time of year. Some days you have the heat on, some days it's the air conditioning. What does that mean? Your heating and air unit may be confused and overworked. If it decides to just stop working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com. They make hot homes cool or cold homes warm. Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you so much for joining us. If you're always on the move, download that free Odyssey app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. I am Sean Whitfield along with Dr. Christopher Green, and it is time for us to introduce our next guest joining us here in the Vascular Institute studio, and that is Dr. Jeff Mullins, urologist with CHI Memorial. Good morning, Dr. Mullins.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, you're quite welcome, and I understand this is Prostate Health Month.
It is. It is, for sure. It's we have 2 months out of the year where we think about prostate cancer now and then also in November as well.
So tell us exactly what folks need to know about taking preventative measures, and describe a little bit about prostate health.
Right. So I think the first thing to talk about is some misconceptions that are out there with prostate cancer. So each year we see some cancer statistics that come out, and prostate cancer is still the number one non-skin cancer that's diagnosed in men, and it's number two killer of men as well from a cancer perspective. And so there are still a lot of prostate cancers out there that hurt men, and we're trying to help guys not have that fate.
Dr. Green, is there something you wanted to say?
No, I'm just listening. I was just thinking about, you know, the controversy over the years about, do you check PSA, do you not, do you check DREs, do you not? You know, there's been controversy for so many years.
Correct. So maybe 5 years ago, they came out with a D recommendation for PSA screening, saying you should not check PSA at all. Mm-hmm. From a population perspective, prostate cancer screening is not helpful. We've actually seen an increase in late stage diagnosis now, years after that recommendation, as a consequence of that. And so I think smarter screening, less treatment of indolent cancers, all makes screening better for men. We're not treating things that don't need to be treated. We're doing less biopsies. Screening's really come a long way to be safer.
You know, back when that controversy came out, I don't remember anybody, any of my friends and colleagues that agreed with it. Grade A recommendation against screening for prostate cancer. We were told that in a meeting. We said, he must be joking.
You know, the issue is we were treating a lot of cancers that did not need to be treated. And it wasn't done in a malicious fashion. When I was training, I trained at Johns Hopkins, and that was sort of the prostate cancer mecca. And all the cancers we were operating on when I was in training, we actually wouldn't operate on at all now. So the paradigm's totally changed. And so that recommendation was based on the old way of doing things, which is not how we do things now.
Yeah, I'm glad the times, they are changing again. But I will say virtually 100% of my men, I would tell them, they'd go, well, doc, that sounds kind of dumb to me. I'd like my PSA. And I'd go, okay. And we'd just do it anyway. So we never really changed what we were doing.
Yeah, you know, there's a difference between what's right for the person sitting in front of you versus what may or may not be right for the global population. And I think sometimes in recommendations, we lose track of taking care of individuals.
Do you do more prostate MRIs than you used to?
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, again, 10 years ago when I was in clinic and training, you know, we would have maybe 10 prostate biopsies in the clinic. I can't tell you the last time I did a clinic-based prostate biopsy, because virtually everyone gets an MRI who has an elevated PSA, and frankly, that negates the need for 80%+ of biopsies. And then when we do biopsy, we're catching the stuff that matters, and we're doing it in a safer fashion, and then we're treating less cancer that doesn't need to be treated.
And as a man, I appreciate less prostate biopsies.
Yeah, no, those are. And in fact, we've taken it a step further. We used to do prostate biopsies where the needle would actually go through the rectal wall, which inherently is a bad idea. Now we actually do what's called a transperineal prostate biopsy, where the needle only goes through the skin. We're targeting the lesions that we see on MRI, so it's safer, it's more accurate, less complications, and no men are having to white knuckle it in the clinic while we do biopsies.
That just it made all the men out there in their cars grit their teeth.
I know, just like I'm gritting mine right now, just thinking about it.
Dr. Mullins, what age should men start getting screenings, and describe what it's like to go through a screening?
Right, so that recommendation has also gone through a lot of changes. I think for the average man, I think just starting at 50 makes sense. It's an easy number to remember. It's how it's always been. But we do have our high risk populations, and that would be people with a family history, men of African American race, and they should probably have a baseline PSA between 40 and 45. And if that number is low, like less than one, you can probably push off any additional PSAs for about 10 years. But you know, one thing we have to do with making recommendations about screening protocols is make it easy to remember and easy to use. And so again, I just think once a year for men, 50 and older, and then those at higher risk just start 5 to 10 years earlier.
So you get your PSA number through your lab work with your blood work?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. And then, you know, the question of should you examine the prostate, you know, there's not a whole lot of great data about that. I think it's helpful in some men, maybe with a borderline PSA, but, you know, I honestly don't do a whole lot of prostate rectal exams just because I don't find it to be that helpful. You know, the vast, vast, vast majority of prostate cancers are detected by an elevated PSA.
So that's basically how you determine whether you could have prostate cancer. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's just a blood test. You know, you get it drawn with your doctor once a year, like your cholesterol or whatever else, and simple as that. And then, you know, again, in the past, if you had an elevated PSA, you came and saw me and we started biopsing you. And so no one wanted to come see me. And so now when we see a guy, we're like, okay, we'll get an MRI, and an 80%+ of those guys, that just takes care of it right then and there. And, you know, there's some nuance to it, of course. But again, it's not as scary and as painful and as dangerous as it used to be.
What is the benchmark number?
Now, that's a great question. It really depends on your age and the size of your prostate. And so, you know, our lab tests say less than 4 is normal, but if your PSA is 4 and you're 50, that's pretty high. Your PSA should really be, you know, 1 or less. And so, you know, I think, you know, a greater than 4 number is a reasonable benchmark. But if a PSA is rising, we should probably see those people before they hit some magical number. And older guys, you know, you have a 75-year-old with a PSA of 6, that's probably okay.
Dr. Green, you and I are 53.
I know. I was just thinking about setting up my physical.
It's
about time.
I think you may be able to say this too. When I turned 50, I started looking at life a little differently in a lot of ways, but especially with my health.
Yes. Let's not talk about getting older.
And then there comes the colonoscopy.
Yes, and I think that's around 50 as well. I think Dr. Green would know better than I would about that.
That is correct.
Yeah. I need to do that.
Yes,
I've been putting that off as well.
Mine got canceled due to COVID. My wife keeps remembering that. So I have to reschedule that thing too. Darn it. And now it's on the air. I can't get away from it.
Yeah, right. It's documented now. Dr. Mullins, is there anything else that people out there listening, especially the men, should know about prostate health? Any preventive measures or anything we should share?
So, you know, you talk about cancer. There's things that we can control and things that we can't. You know, we can't control our sort of a lot of our exposures, our genetics, things like that. But we can control, you know, what we put in our bodies, how we treat our bodies and things like that. And so I think eating, you know, a healthy diet, you know, lean meats, fruits, vegetables, avoiding processed foods, all that stuff decreases sort of global inflammation within your body, which helps not just with prostate, but with really any cancer. You know, exercising, you know, maintaining a good weight, all that sort of thing really helps as far as prostate cancer and then all kinds of other health things as well. You know, I don't necessarily recommend one sort of food or supplement or anything like that. I think it's just a recommendation of overall healthy living with exercise.
And avoiding smoking. That's one of the easiest risk factors to reduce.
Interesting.
Yep. It's all about decreasing the amount of inflammation your body experiences, and smoking, and then, frankly, a lot of junk food over the years does it too.
What about alcohol?
Well, you know, there's actually some data that alcohol in moderation may be helpful. I think Dr. Green would probably know that data a little better than I would. But, you know, I think having a drink, you know, couple times a week is probably not a horrible thing. There's no direct correlation with prostate cancer there.
And there's that odd statistic that alcohol in moderation reduces your risk of stroke for 24 hours. That's one of those odd little factoids. You know, I remember the guy in Texas saying, he said, "I did not tell you all to go out and drink tonight." I still remember that speaker saying it. But yeah, smoking is the only one. Tobacco in moderation is still bad.
Yep. Literally, you know, tobacco is the worst thing you can put in your body.
Interesting. I mean, it makes sense, but that was just something I hadn't thought about that was a direct relationship to the prostate.
And then lung, bladder, kidney, et cetera, et cetera. The list goes on and on and on.
You were talking about inflammation. It hit me. Are there any studies out there for like turmeric or boswellia reducing inflammation and risk of prostate cancer? Has anybody ever looked at that? That you know of?
They probably have, but it's not to my direct knowledge right now.
It just popped in my head, and I don't know either.
Right. But, you know, we see inflammation in the prostate a lot on MRIs and on biopsies, and we don't know if that is if that cumulative effect over time influences a man's risk or not.
Well, I'll keep taking my turmeric. It won't hurt me.
Nope. Yeah, maybe also bring that up to Ed next week.
I think I will.
I bet he probably.
There may be an obscure study he's read.
Oh, yeah. I would agree.
There is some information about, you know, pomegranate and advanced prostate cancer helps. Green tea has shown some benefit in helping prevent prostate cancer health. And lycopenes or tomatoes, also some data there. And there's some, I guess, data against lots of charred meat. And so if you're eating a steak every day, there is an enzyme called racemase, which is activated, which is associated with prostate cancer. And so that's a risk as well.
Red meat alone?
Yeah, and especially charred red meat.
But not like charred fish?
No.
Good.
Yeah.
Right. Trying to eat more salmon lately, so I'm making sure.
Again, I'm not saying never eat red meat. I'm just saying, you know, there's some weak association with those things. And so, you know, I think a diet high in red meat probably isn't the best thing for you in general, but in moderation, just like alcohol, it's fine.
And as a primary care doc, I'd agree with that too.
Yeah.
Just from a general health standpoint.
Gotcha. All right, Dr. Mullins, for anyone out there listening who would like to get more information, where should they go online?
Yeah, so, you know, we have the national cancer websites which show, you know, how much cancer is diagnosed, that sort of thing. You know, if you go to the CHI Memorial website, there's some information there. And if you're concerned about prostate cancer screening, either talk to your primary care physician or come see us. We can do it for you. And, you know, it's just not near as scary and intimidating as it used to be.
And you're located at CHI Memorial Chattanooga Urology Associates?
Yeah, we have several locations. We have one down near the main hospital where I practice. We have an office in Hickson. We have an office in North Georgia. We had and are trying to reopen an office in Ray County, and then an Ottawa office is hopefully in the near future. So we're trying to provide services to the whole area.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in and educating us about prostate health.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome. All right, it's time for us to take another break. We come back. We got a lot more Vital Health Radio to come as we continue. For Dr. Christopher Green, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Ugh, I'm stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
I'm Sean Whitfield. Join me, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download. It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding. You can expect some great guests and a lot of fascinating stories. Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location. Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts. Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shallowford Road and I-75.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Carter Heating and Air on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you so much for joining us and making us a part of your day. We're a radio show that's all about health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Sean Whitfield, filling in for Ed Jones, along with Dr. Christopher Green. And Dr. Green, we're going to talk about hormones today.
Fantastic.
That's something that we all deal with.
We talk about that in the office all the time.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear today's viewpoints.
Yeah. We've got some interesting conversation we're about to have. And of course, last week, Dr. Green and Ed talked about hormones with Josh Porter with Optimize You. We're going to continue that conversation, except we're going to expand on it a little bit. And I want to welcome our guest here in the Vascular Institute studio. We've got Josh Porter again with Optimize You. Welcome,
hey,
Josh.
Thanks for having me back.
You're very welcome. Glad to have you. And then, of course, this next lady, how do I introduce her? She's
a returning guest for one.
Well, you're right about that. She's a returning guest. She's a good friend. She's the co-host with me on your home radio. She's a hot mess. She is a competitor in the Chattanooga Fitness Expo. I mean, the list goes on. None other than Mandy Livingston. Hello, Mandy. Good morning.
What an introduction. Like, I feel so welcome.
You feel so loved.
Like, I just feel like I'm a part of the family over here.
Hey, that's how you know you're a part of the family, when you get that kind of introduction.
Exactly. But
thank you for coming in this morning.
Yeah. My pleasure. My pleasure.
So before we get started, Mandy, getting you to share your story.
Sure.
Josh, I know last week you did sort of an overview of hormone optimization, but could you kind of go over that briefly again? And let's focus more towards women this morning.
Okay. So women in particular are a little bit more challenging.
Amen.
In a lot of ways.
I'm not taking that offensively.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that out loud.
Mandy's in a studio of men.
And I always kind of start off my consultation with them and saying, look, this is probably going to take a little bit of time. It's not, you know, my joke is I give guys testosterone and they notice, you know, pretty significant improvement fairly quickly. And with women, I kind of get the response of, I think I'm okay. But, you know, maybe I'm making one symptom a little bit better. But
And my husband's driving me crazy since they started coming to see you.
Yeah, that's right. So in general, the reason that happens is because, you know, it's all about hormonal balance, right? And so in females in particular, you're dealing with estradiol or estrogen, you're dealing with progesterone, you're dealing with some testosterone levels, you're dealing with thyroid levels. And so it's just hard. It's a little bit more complex. You're dealing with not just somebody who's postmenopausal, but also perimenopausal. And so, you know, how their, you know, pituitary is communicating to produce and release, you know, hormones and things of that nature. And so it varies, and with, you know, their cycles. And so, you know, it varies month to month and day to day and hour to hour. And so so trying to put them on a protocol that is consistent, that says, hey, you take this medication every day when their body is fluctuating, is a challenge. And so those are the hormones that we try to balance as best we can, and it generally takes a little bit of time.
I wish we had a webcam. You could see Dr. Green's head going, yes, yes. Preach on, yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. Josh, at what age does this typically start with women?
Yeah, so most of my patients are going to be late 30s, you know, early 40s, and then beyond. So that perimenopausal age, you know, you'll start to see some women in the late 30s typically. And that phase can really last, you know, 10 plus years, the perimenopausal area. And so so it just kind of depends. I would say majority of my patients are more perimenopausal than postmenopausal, interestingly enough, because they're looking for answers, right? I mean, they've felt normal for years, and then all of a sudden it's like my body does not feel like it's my own anymore. And so they're just at a loss in many ways, and they end up in my office wanting some answers.
Well, and too, Josh, from what I've experienced in talking to women about this topic, is a lot of women don't know where to go, don't know who to turn to. And oftentimes the medical professionals they're currently working with, I don't know if they're just not educated in this field, or they don't believe in it, or exactly where the weak link is, but they're almost desperate for some sort of relief and some sort of help. Do you find that many times in your conversations with ladies, but by the time they get to you, they are thinking, thank goodness, there's somebody here to help me.
Yeah, I wouldn't say always, but for sure, there's a little bit of a battle within, you know, majority of medical providers from mm-hmm. the standpoint of, you know, whether or not they run an extensive lab panel that kind of hits everything, or, you know, I think the other thing that is a little bit of a problem is it's where do they go? You know, with women, they go to their OBGYN and they go to their PCP or their internist, and some of this is an endocrine issue, right? And so they kind of get, some things fall through the cracks a little bit, mm-hmm. In that, well, the gynecologist doesn't manage this and the PCP doesn't really want to take control of it. And so they get kind of, I think they feel a little bit like they're just thrown from one to another, and mm-hmm. nobody is actually taking the time to sit and listen. And so I try to pride myself on the fact that you're going to have me for an hour at least. I mean, we're going to sit down, we're going to spend some time together. Because that's the only way I can really have an understanding of where they are.
Okay. Mandy, this is where you come into the conversation.
Welcome.
And of course, as well as you and I know one another, I've sort of seen what you've gone
seen my
through.
Transformation. I have. Josh, have you not?
And there has been a big transformation, Josh, in what I've seen with Mandy.
I know, right?
Yeah, and we're only together for an hour and a half or two a week. I can only imagine.
Sweat Rob.
But first of all, Mandy, sort of share your story. How are you feeling? How did all this get started? Let's try to do it in a reasonable amount of time as far as sharing your story.
So I just was not, much to what Josh was saying, I just wasn't feeling like myself. I had no energy, and I'm full of energy. So I had no energy. I had no drive. I'm a very driven person. I just felt like, what is wrong with me? Like, and I'm in the gym most times, three times a week, doing cardio, things like that. And I'm like, I'm doing all of the things that everybody says you're supposed to do to gain this energy, to gain, you know, a lifestyle back. And I feel like I am knocking on death's door. Like, I had no energy. And I would sleep, and I sleep for like 9 hours a night. I'm like, that's exceptional. But I would wake up feeling like I slept for 5 minutes. Like, literally, like my body was at rest for 5 minutes. And I'm like, what is going on? And I'd been to doctor saying, you know, look at my blood work. What is going on? What is this? What is that? And whatever range that a certain thing should be in, whether it's testosterone or estradiol or, you know, progesterone, whatever it was, I was in the quote unquote, I have my air quotes going, my quote unquote range, but I would be on the low end. But you should be fine for that. You're in quote unquote range. And I'm like, but my body is angry. Like, it is not happy. So I would even go into the doctor's office and I'm like crying. Help me, please. Something's wrong. Help me. And they're like, well, you know, maybe you need an antidepressant. I'm like, oh, that is not the answer. we're on the wrong side of the answer right here. So, you know, finally, you know, I got in touch with Josh and I was like in his office looking at him like I'm about to cry. Help me. And he said, okay, let's peel your onion back one layer at a time. And so we spent our hour talking and I was like, you know, am I crazy? Like, I feel like I'm crazy. And he's like, no, you're not crazy. Let's see what we can do. So that's where our relationships are. And that has been going on for what now I know, years. What I felt like was, you know, just in the past year has actually, now that I'm feeling better and things are changing, have been going on for years and I didn't realize it.
And listeners, I want to make this point too. Mandy's 46 years old.
I am.
Mother of five,
mm-hmm.
and also a grandmother of a granddaughter.
Correct.
She competes in the Chattanooga Fitness Expo. She's a career woman. This is a lady that lives a very busy life.
Yeah. Yeah.
And has a lot going on. Plus, she co-hosts a radio show with me.
Yeah. Y'all pray for me.
So you're saying she's not busy.
So, yeah. Yeah. So she's got a lot going on. And,
yeah.
And I could instantly tell the morning that Mandy walked into the studio, and it had been about a week after she had spent some time with you, Josh.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at her because after we've worked together and as good of friends as we've become, I looked at her and I said, well, you look like you feel good today.
Yeah.
I could tell a noticeable difference in her attitude, the way she looked,
her
morale. I mean, because the happy Mandy that you're seeing and hearing now is the Mandy that I got to know.
Hmm. Yeah.
The Mandy that I was seeing a month and a half or two ago was not feeling good at all. And
no,
wasn't the Mandy that
I was
I
rolling in here looking at him, and he would go, "Is today an okay day? Like, have you, do you need caffeine?" And I'm like, I've already had it. I've had it. It's not working.
Well, I'll say this too, to her point. One of the things that I think a lot of women are frustrated with is it's not to the point where they're not willing to get off the couch, mm-hmm. right? If you heard her story, she's driven, right? She's disciplined. She's putting the work in. Mm-hmm. And I hear this story over and over and over again. I'm putting the work in. Mm-hmm. My diet is dialed in. I just cannot seem to get over this hump. Mm-hmm. What I used to be able to do a year ago is just not the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very common.
And then I thought, okay, am I working out too much? Is that a thing? You know? And it's just my body was angry. I don't know any other word to describe it. It's like it was just, look, girl, I'm tired. You know, you're 46 years old. I'm tired. You know, that's how I felt. And then and people are like, when you go see certain doctors and things, they're like, you know, this is just the stage in life in which you're in. I'm like, oh, did you seriously just say that to me? Like, okay. You know, so, and I didn't accept that. I couldn't accept that. It had to be better than what I was dealing with. There was just no reason for that to be the stage in life in which I was in. So that's kind of where I was at in terms of finding help.
Dr. Green, is there anything you'd like to add to the conversation?
I'd like to know what all Josh did. You release your medical record. Well, it's a common conversation, but you need somebody that can get out of traditional medicine is what you need mm-hmm. at that point, because we are locked in sometimes. Mm-hmm. We are.
Yeah.
I'm learning how to think outside my little box, but it's a process.
Yeah.
Well, and I think we all have a little bit of a confirmational bias, right? So what we learned, it's hard to unlearn sometimes. And so I think that is a challenge that we all have, and insurance constraints and hospital constraints. I mean, there's you know, with the healthcare system, we obviously have constraints within, you know, traditional medical models, I think is definitely an issue for
us. And this is a common story in my office too.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you do the workup and their B12 is on the floor, their thyroid mm-hmm. is not working at all.
Mm-hmm.
They're diabetic and didn't know it. Their insulin levels through the roof, their cortisol is off. I mean, sometimes you do find the source and you can fix it, but not every time.
Yeah.
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 And those doctors just didn't have an answer for you.
No. They didn't. I mean, to their credit, they're good doctors. Mm-hmm. That was not the issue. The issue was just digging a little bit deeper, because I was in quote unquote range, whether it be on the low side or the high side, whichever it was, I was still within what is the dynamics of being okay.
Well, also, it doesn't show the delta of your hormones, so you mm-hmm. don't know if it's going down. You know, what is the change, the rate of change that you're experiencing? We don't have a real easy way to check that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. good point.
Just over time.
And I've also heard Ed speak on this program about blood work. Normal is not always normal mm-hmm. as far as normal.
There's
range.
Normal and optimal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I think a lot of it, and Josh, add to this if you'd like, you've got to be above normal if you're going to feel good in certain areas. Is that
Oh, and also every lab is different too.
Right.
True.
You know, I saw one of our male testosterone labs. It was a reference lab. They said 96 was normal.
Wow.
Low normal. I
Poor
looked at
man.
That. And I started laughing. Yeah, I was like, no, yours is not normal. You know, it was like 100 and something, and the lab called it normal.
Wow.
For a male.
Wow.
Yeah. And that was a reference lab. Can't remember which one. I thought, nope, they're wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I do think, I mean, to his point and to your question, normal is not optimal, right? So I don't necessarily... I'm not looking to push people super physiological, mm-hmm. But I would just make the argument that, you know, I think the research is out there. You know, you take testosterone, for example, I think the research is out there, the clinical research in particular, where, you know, there's a lot higher risk for somebody being low mm-hmm. than there is for somebody being optimal.
Yeah.
You know, and so, you know, when you look at cardiovascular disease, all-cause mortality, risk of hospitalization, and you look at, you know, the association with low testosterone compared to someone who has, you know, has optimized testosterone, I mean, it's a pretty, you know, staggering finding.
And when you come across a lady like Mandy that's very active, on the go, got a lot of things going on in her life, she's in the gym working out and exercising, she needs some extra help. Mm-hmm. It needs to be more than just whatever normal is. And I'm sure that's what y'all, what you both discovered in your conversations.
Like, I would crash. Like, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, literally face plant. My mm-hmm. energy was gone. Like, I could not finish my work day. Like, I was like, oh, my God. I couldn't think. I have brain fog. I still have brain fog sometimes. Josh knows this because I send Josh an update, like, every week. I'm like, here's how I'm feeling this week, and here's what still feels like, you know, this is not right. You know, and we'll tweak things. And thank goodness Josh is so kind to answer me. And he'll call me and go, all right, girl, let's talk about this. Let's just not text. Let's talk about this. So
sometimes a text just doesn't get the point across.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's great about
that. Oh, I know all about that with Mandy. Yeah.
Gosh, so mean. But, you know, so I would just literally face plant. I would have to take a nap. And I would wake up from that nap and just be like, okay, let's see if we can't finish the day. And I've not had to do that in like a month now, so I'm like so excited about that, just having that one little span back. Mm-hmm. Because I would fight it and fight it and fight it until literally I couldn't function. It was bad.
Mandy, we just got a couple of minutes left. Sure. Before we have to get to a break, but for one of the ladies out there listening this morning, mm-hmm. she's feeling bad, feeling terrible, what would you say to them? What do you want to leave them with?
I would say don't stop asking questions. Don't stop being your own advocate. You know how you feel. You know if something, you know internally if something is just not right, it's just not normal for you. So keep pushing forward. Keep asking questions. Look for those people who are going to help you, who are of the same mindset. Go to places like Nutrition World and ask them for referrals. You know, who can I talk to? How can this help me? You know, because it's outside of the normal everyday. And you may not, I don't have the answers. I didn't know what those things were when I was, you know, looking for those answers. I didn't know what to ask exactly, but I knew the right people who I trusted to get me where I needed to be to find those answers. So keep asking those questions from people that you trust.
And people listening today, they can tell that Mandy feels great.
I do. And it's early in the morning.
Josh, in closing, how can folks get more information about, Optimize You and reach out to you?
Yeah, so you can call us 423-206-9753 is our phone number. OptimizeYouChattanooga.com is our website. And effective May 2nd, we are actually moving on the backside of Nutrition World. So we've been with Superior Physical Health and Randy Crawford, and they've been very gracious to us. But we are making a little transition for more space. And so so you can check us out at our office there.
All right. Josh, Mandy, thank you both. Mandy, thank you for coming in and sharing your story.
Absolutely, anytime.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
For those that want to see Mandy compete in competition,
come on.
Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Vascular Institutes, June 4th at the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. And yep. They can come see you in your second
show. Yeah, I'll take all the support I can get.
So
I'll
come,
be there.
Come and
yeah,
cheer.
Good.
And I and my wife will be there cheering you on.
Yeah, you were there last year.
I was.
Come so. Cheer Mandy, and also Optimize You is one of our major sponsors.
Yes.
So, we want to thank them in a huge, huge way for helping us to make this show possible.
Look, I've got an even bigger thank you coming out. You know what I'm saying?
And, that's right.
And Dr. Green is our official physician.
Oh, awesome.
So if anybody has any problems, Dr. Green's there to save them.
Awesome.
And help us out.
That gives me comfort, actually.
Yeah. All right. We've got more to come after the break for Dr. Christopher Green. I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Sam Edwards Jewelers prides itself on being more than a traditional jewelry store. Their expert, certified gemologist appraiser and in-house jewelry designer invests the time necessary to understand your goals and desires while educating you in the selection process. Sam Edwards wants every customer to feel confident, satisfied, and in love with their jewelry purchase, and for them to know and feel that they made the best choice. Sam Edwards Jewelers, located at 2545 Lifestyle Way, Suite 3, Chattanooga. Find them online at samedwardsjewelers.com. You run your air conditioning one day and the heat the next. If your heating and air unit stops working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there.
ADS Security can do that for you.
ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for joining us. I am Sean Whitfield, filling in for Ed Jones, along with Dr. Christopher Green, and it is time for today's spiritual moment.
Thank you, Sean, and the spiritual moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you want to learn more, visit their website, silverdalebc.com, that's silverdalebc.com, or just download their free app. Let's begin with a reading from Psalm chapter 103, verses 1 through 5, as well as 8 and 11. Praise the Lord, my soul. All my inmost being praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. I enjoy reading in the Psalms when King David talks to himself like this and pours out all of his feelings and thoughts. These truths and promises, well, they're beautiful. They are timeless and a precious treasure for us. Some of our problems arise when we forget these truths. We are all in a constant war with fear, so if you feel alone in this, you're not. Remember the truth found in God's Word and repeat it to yourself like David did. Meditate on it. This will help you in your daily life, as these truths will be in your thoughts and on your mind and in your heart as you face your daily battles and fears. Well, David is basically preaching to himself, saying or singing out loud that which he knows in his heart to be true. David is boldly declaring the truth, power, grace, and mercy of God. The God who is compassionate, slow to anger, who forgives us through his Son Jesus, and who also passionately pursues us in love. Living in fear is not a necessity. It might be a choice you have made or will make, but instead, make a choice to live a bold life free of fear as you think about who God is and who you are in Christ. Well, regarding living boldly, Mike Iaconelli said that boldness doesn't mean rude, obnoxious, loud, or disrespectful. Being bold is being firm, sure, confident, fearless, daring, strong, resilient, and not easily intimidated. It means you're willing to go where you've never been, willing to try what you've never tried, and willing to trust what you've never trusted. Boldness is quiet, not noisy. And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Sean?
Dr. Green, thank you so much for that inspirational message. It's hard to believe that the time is about up. Today's show went by fast.
So fast and so good.
It was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed today's show.
And I love having you here with me.
Well, thank you for allowing me to be here. And thank you for all you and certainly Ed do each and every week. I hear a lot of great comments from people that are listening.
And then also I want to remind folks, because I hear this from people too, they listen to Vital Health Radio download on the podcast platform. So there's a total of 12. You can go and just go to the search bar and put in Vital Health Radio download, and you can listen to Vital Health Radio at your convenience, anywhere, anytime. So not everybody on Sunday morning is available to be near the radio. Sometimes people are in church at this time.
And as my oldest child, my son, tells me, they only listen to podcasts at his age, in the 20s. So I'm glad we have that.
There is a lot of people that do. Dr. Green, any final words before we have to go today?
I would just say live your life boldly and free of fear. God is on your side.
Very well said. Well, it's been a pleasure to be with you this week. And that's going to do it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial from the Vascular Institute studio. We want to thank you for listening. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Sean Whitfield, filling in for Ed Jones. Have a great weekend.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.